From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And sports. The Blitz is on. It is a Fowerless. I guess it's a Fowerless Fortnite. Is that what it would be called?
I believe that's
the next 2 weeks are Fowler free. Yeah. So if you only listen to this show because you love Fred and you just tolerate me because Fred is so badass that it keeps you interested, you're probably going to hate the show for the next 2 weeks.
Thanks.
If you hate Fred and only listen to this show because I am so badass, and you say, man, I wish we had a lot more AJ and a lot less Fred, good news.
This is your Fortnite.
This is your Fortnite. This is the Fortnite we've all been waiting for.
Okay.
That voice you hear is Barry Laminack, who one stupid dummy on Twitter once called the funniest guy in radio.
That's the very first thing you bring up. You've been carrying that hatred for like 4 days now.
Carry that weight to the grave. Boy,
that bothered you a lot.
To the grave.
That bothered you a lot.
He does a show on Sunday from 10 to noon, Houston game day.
Yeah.
Right here on our station, ESPN 97.5 with Mike Liebeschock. His Twitter handle is @BarryIsFunny. Jung is here as usual. Well, sometimes as usual, but I know when I was gone, he was gone for a couple days, which basically screwed Fred's life.
Yeah.
But he's here right now at Jung Snow with a zero instead of an O. Why did you do that?
Because the one with the zero, or the one with the O, was taken.
Couldn't you have done like Jung underscore Snow?
No, I don't like the whole underscore thing.
But why? Do you realize now when you say Jung Snow with a zero, you have to say with a zero? That's a pain in the ass.
You should change it to Jung Snow with a zero and just have with a zero as part of the handle.
Because people are probably typing that. That's right. Jung Snow with a zero.
There are a lot of dumb people listening, and they will go out and type Jung Snow with a zero. You know that.
We have a lot to get to today. It was a weekend packed full of sports and excitement. The Rockets announced their squad. They announced that they are continuing in mediocrity for the next 4 years now instead of the next two. Tim Duncan, for my money, one of the greatest ever, walked away from the game this morning. So we'll talk about his legacy, his career. UFC 200, something that I take great interest in, happened. And then, not that I didn't report this, I feel like 2 months ago, because I was pretty... The guy that initially reported that the UFC was being sold was Jeremy Botter.
Yep.
Who you know very well, yep. Also.
We had him on our show. Did you guys have him on the show?
No. Not that time.
Wow. There you go.
But when Jeremy reports something and he basically puts it out there as, I've got good sources, this is the real deal.
Yep.
I believe him. And that's why, as soon as we talked about it on this show, there were people saying, oh, it's not sold yet, Dana White's denying it. Dana White denying something is almost like a stamp of truth to me. Like, if Dana White says, no, that's not true, it's usually true.
Probably going to happen.
Yeah. So all the talk that the UFC had about, they apparently told all their employees that the company was not for sale. They lied to them, too. Yeah, not good. We also, at some point today, have an exclusive interview with one of the guests at the Derek Jeter Hannah Davis wedding this weekend.
I hope it's Hannah Davis.
It's not Hannah Davis. She is really busy at the moment making love to Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Freely. That's right. Imagine that. Those two, their bodies sweating, heaving,
grinding.
Yeah. And no condom anymore. Oh. What a thought.
Man.
What a woman, what a man. Now united in holy matrimony. But we will have a special guest later on in the program to discuss the ins and outs and ins and outs of their wedding night.
God.
That will be interesting.
I wish we had showers here.
It's so hot. And I shouldn't have just done that.
Cold shower.
Because, now I realize we've got to go without air conditioning until 5 o'clock.
Man.
And it's heating up in here.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's heating up in here.
Woo.
So I just got off the phone with the guest, and he said, don't promote it as somebody at the wedding. He said, just promote it as Glenn Davis.
Okay.
He told me to. He said that's the only way I would allow you guys to do it is if you say Glenn Davis, the uncle of Hannah Davis, will discuss.
Okay. Then in that case, we will not speak with someone who was at the wedding. We will speak with Glenn Davis, the uncle of Hannah Davis.
Who was at the wedding.
Just returned from
the wedding.
Napa Valley, where the wedding took place. We won't say for sure that he was at the wedding, but he was at the wedding. Glenn, of course, hosts Soccer Matters on this fine station. The next episode of that show,
Glenn is
will
very
be tomorrow
fit.
Night at 7.
He was definitely the most fit guy in the room.
Glenn's a stud, man.
Yeah,
Glenn's a stud.
Firm handshake, nice
and
jawline. He
honestly, you've known me for a long time.
Yeah,
before you were even in radio, and you know, I usually don't like very many people. I don't.
No, not at all.
Usually, especially at work. I don't like to just talk to people because I just don't like many people at this office. Well, I like Glenn. He comes in when I see him. I'm always delighted to see Glenn. He's a guy who he brightens up the room. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he has stories about his hot niece banging Derek Jeter.
And Glenn looks like he would kill you if he snapped. He looks like he would.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But Glenn is a good guy. So I think we'll... How about this? During the interview, I'll make it very, very PG.
Oh, I thought you were going to say uncomfortable.
No, I would never do that to Glenn.
I was thinking of the wrong word. Okay.
I would never do that to Glenn.
Very good.
Here's the deal. Most of you communicate with this show via text. You send your thoughts via text, and Fred reads them over the air and reacts to them. What I've noticed in my years of doing radio is that Fred gets so worked up at these texts that it sometimes is distracting for him. So I've chosen to never even download the app that allows me to read texts.
What?
No. So,
do I need to do this at a break? Do I need to take over for the texting?
No, you don't have to. So what happens is you guys are going to be texting the show today, and it's going nowhere.
No.
No one is going to read it. And I know, like, the worst thing you can do, for millennials especially, if you leave your red receipt on your iPhone, and you know someone sees your message...
But
doesn't
respond.
Reply.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people go crazy about
that.
They're like, hey, I know you saw this.
Yeah.
Why aren't you texting me back? Why did you just update your Facebook page and you haven't texted me? You have your phone.
Does Fred text him back as well?
No, but he talks about it.
Like
he addresses it.
Okay.
So I want you to know, I don't have a red receipt. And if I did, it would never say red. I would never read your text. So...
What you're saying is you don't care.
I don't care about the text.
I get it. I get it.
So if you want to communicate with the show, Twitter is the way to go.
So you'll be monitoring the Blitz Twitter?
No. Do you monitor the Blitz Twitter during the show?
Yes.
During the show you do?
Yes.
Do you monitor your personal Twitter during the show?
Yes.
How do you do both?
No one can get to that, so it doesn't matter.
I open one on Chrome and one on Firefox.
Okay. So... If you want to get in touch with the show, Twitter is the best way. You can text at, what's the Blitz handle?
Degenerates975.
How do you not know that?
I don't know. I don't even think I follow it.
Long time host, first time listener.
I don't follow the Blitz page because everything that happens on the Blitz page I already know about. At Barry is funny, at AJ is the real. We will interact with you and we will take phone calls. We just won't read texts.
You do not follow it.
I don't follow it?
No.
Better call Joe already chimed in on you.
What did he say?
Said he got to you within the first 2 minutes.
What are you talking about?
He said the first 2 minutes of the show, and AJ's already mad at his insult about me being funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the one that said it. I guess he, Joel, I guess he's tuning in to compare.
I gotta be honest, Joel. I didn't even remember it was you that said it. I'm sorry. You were, as soon as I saw the words, I was just like,
yeah.
I think I blocked that account, in fact. So, all right, it's a blitz. We'll be back on ESPN
Renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, The Blitz is back. No Fred Fowler. Barry Laminack in for Fred Fowler. A.J. Hoffman in for A.J. Hoffman today. Have you been around the kids these days?
I try to avoid kids at all possible opportunities. Okay.
But you do have social media.
I do. Yeah. I have it.
On your phone right now, is there a Pokemon Go app?
No, because I like women.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Sorry, Jong.
Jong, you do have the Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
app.
I have it.
Tell the world how old you are.
I am 31.
31 years
Christ,
old.
Jong.
You're holding down a full-time job?
Yes.
You got bills you pay on time,
yes.
I assume?
Yes.
All right.
Car note?
Yes.
Okay.
Cable?
And you find time to walk around catching magic fake animals.
Yes. I don't do it like 24/7. I do it, I mean...
27.
24/7.
17/7.
How?
You gotta sleep, right?
When did you download the app?
Sometime last week. I think Wednesday or Thursday.
And how many... what do they call... Do they just call them Pokemon?
Yeah.
How many Pokemon have you caught?
I gotta check. I don't know. I'm not even that advanced.
Do you brag about it like to your other adult Pokemon players where you're like, yeah, dude, I totally caught more Pokemons than you.
No.
It's Pokemon, not Mons, you dummy.
No.
I have.
How the hell would I know?
I have 43.
43 Pokemon. Yes.
How long did that take you?
That also counts duplicates of other Pokemon, like of the same ones.
So you might have... Maybe. Eight of Rarzilla.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that an actual Pokemon?
I don't think so.
No, it's not.
It's a made up thing. But okay, where have you gone hunting for Pokemon?
I only go catching Pokemon if I need to, like at the house or
what?
Around the office.
You haven't made a specific trip.
No.
You're catching Pokemon at the office?
Yeah, there's one. There was one in the parking lot.
No, there
you know
wasn't.
You got a job. You know how many?
It's not real.
I didn't see it when I came to work.
I didn't see it either. Did I? Maybe I hit
no,
it when I drove
so,
in.
So I drove in. I was listening to some of the radio. I was listening to John and Raheel. I came in. I was listening
with
to
Del.
The show. Yes, I was listening to the show. I opened up the app real quick and I saw that one was right there and I caught it and went upstairs. It took me less than a minute.
Have there been any in the office?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Does David Gow know you're catching Pokemon on company time?
It was not company time because I did not clock in yet.
Okay.
But I have not since I've gotten here.
Do you clock in?
Yeah.
What?
Like Mondays, I have meetings Mondays and Tuesdays, and then Wednesdays.
Where's this clock? Because I've
but
never
used
it.
But there's not like
it.
A real clock that you have to punch,
No. It's a
you just have to have your face seen at a certain time of the day.
Yeah. On Mondays, I have meetings at 9:30, and then on Tuesday, I have a meeting at 10. So those are the ones that I come in for early, and then the other Wednesday through Friday, I try to get here between 10:30 and 11.
So when you were at the meeting this morning, what was the meeting about?
Actually, the meeting was canceled because David was out on a meeting.
He was out catching Pokemon.
He was out catching Pokemon. Yeah, totally.
No.
So the meeting tomorrow is at 10?
Yes.
Is it in the conference room, I assume?
Yes.
Do you feel that if the topic of conversation is boring, you will be tempted to pick up your phone and see if there are any Pokemon around the conference room?
No. I don't do that. I don't open up games while I'm...
You're a true pro.
Yeah, I get too paranoid of, you know, getting caught and fired.
Okay, but like if at some point today you go to the break room and get some coffee, are you going to check and see if there's anything in the break room?
No. I'll do it when I get back into my car.
I really don't understand the concept. What is the point? Like, what do you gain
to catch them
other than humiliation?
How many are there?
What is it?
There's 250.
250 Pokemon.
Yes.
And you're going to try to catch them all.
Well, eventually, but I don't think... I'm not going to go out of my way to do it. There's other people
Once you do it, do you get a prize?
I don't know.
What? You don't know why you're doing this.
Well, it's just like playing any other game. Do you get a prize when you're playing Call of Duty?
No.
I don't see how that's the same, though.
But you get,
I'm not running through Target throwing balls at an imaginary character.
Yeah, like when I'm playing video games, I'm nerding out in my own personal space.
Yeah.
That's way different than walking around looking like a lost tourist.
Getting robbed and finding dead bodies. All of this that's going on is people are losing their minds.
Yeah, people are losing their minds. It's a little crazy. I saw a video.
It's too late to judge them now. You're one of them.
I am one of them.
Okay.
But
have you found a dead body yet?
No, I haven't.
All right.
But I have seen stories to where people are luring people with the app.
Robbing them.
Yeah, they're robbing
them. How do you do that? How would you lure somebody?
You tell somebody you found a rare Pokemon over here, and then you take them over there.
I need to do that for my comedy shows. Maybe I'll get an audience.
Some dude is going to figure out, or some chick, like a fat girl on Tinder who no one swipes on, is just going to be like,
left.
before you swipe left on me, know that there is a Pikachu in my living room. If you guys want to come over and chill.
No, I did see some
Pokemon Go and chill.
I saw some tweets on Twitter saying that, somebody compiled a list of tweets saying that Pokemon Go has gotten them laid.
Your girlfriend plays Pokemon, right?
She has the app as well.
Has she caught as many Pokemon as you?
I think she's caught more.
Is that embarrassing to you?
No, not really.
Are you not going to be competitive about it?
Maybe.
Are you going to go?
Because if your girlfriend played Call of Duty with you and she smoked you, would you feel shamed?
A little shamed, but a little proud.
Okay.
All right. Are you going to go on our phone later and delete all the Pokemon she caught and just
say, No.
Can you do that?
I don't think so.
I would do that to my wife.
What was the, what was it, and we'll have more Pokemon talk later on in the show.
I'm sure the text lines are...
They're blowing up. Feel free to text and tell us about your Pokemon experience. I saw a stat today that by tomorrow, Pokemon Go will have more active users, like daily active users, than Twitter.
What?
Oh, is that right?
How is that even
possible? Is that unbelievable or what?
Well, I know their servers are crashing and people are getting a little frustrated because, you know,
what?
They didn't expect. And I heard.
It's like trying to play online the first day Madden comes out. Good luck. Yeah. It's going to be messed up. That's the way it is. You've got to wait like 1 week and then Madden settles down.
I just love that there are probably adults out there getting frustrated that they can't go catch Pokemon because the servers are down.
Yeah, like I'm going to be late to work if I can't catch this Pokemon really fast.
Oh, God.
Jong told us before the show that he found a Pikachu in Target. And this is a quote from Jong. I got really frustrated that I couldn't catch it.
And I kept throwing balls at it.
So, and I said, how long did you try to catch it for? His initial response was, not that long. About 5 minutes.
It was a rough estimate.
And then after he saw how appalled I was that he spent 5 minutes in Target trying to catch a fake Pokemon.
He
was like, it probably wasn't that long. You can only try like three times. Now, so once you come in contact with one, you have to throw balls at it?
Yeah, Pokeballs.
What?
Okay. And what do you do to throw the Pokeball?
You swipe up.
Do you aim it, or is it just luck of the draw whether you catch it or not?
No. You swipe. It's like an interactive system where if you hold down the Pokeball, there's like a little interface where they're like the circle starts big and then kind of goes to like very narrow.
Okay.
So you want to get it to very narrow and then throw it. So basically you do that and you throw it. And I think if it gets into the Pokeball three times and you can't and you're unsuccessful, then it escapes. And that's what happened with my Pikachu.
And you were really disappointed about it?
Did you hear how that sounds, John?
My kids, my wife has downloaded this app so my kids can do it.
Okay.
I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they went on a walk today and went and found some Pokemon.
All right.
And they were kind of bummed out that they couldn't find any rare Pokemon. But they never said, I'm so frustrated that... I could catch this Pokemon.
Why didn't you bring them to work? There's obviously a Pikachu.
Well, there's one in the parking lot.
No, there's not a Pikachu here. There was one in League City.
What? What were you doing in League City? I didn't know
Teresa
that.
Teresa lives there. So I was at Target. I was hanging out with her family.
But you said she wasn't there.
No, she was not there. I was hanging out with her brother and her sister-in-law.
This is so sad.
I
feel like we've lost a friend today.
I mean, Jong's done a lot of embarrassing stuff since I've worked with him, but this is pretty bad, I feel. All right. Well, there's something that happened during the last break that I want to discuss. And, Jong, I want you to give me some honest answers about it. I know you're going to try to say that you don't have any control over it or whatever, but I want to talk to you about it on the other side. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Come with me. The time is right.
There's no better team. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back. No Fred Fowler. Barry Laminek, at Barry is funny, filling in. You can hear his show on Sundays from 10 to noon, Houston Game Day, right here on this station. Fred is Canadian-ing. I don't know how you would say Canadian-ing. Canada-ing. He's in Canada.
Emma Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
The great home of Lesnar.
If you miss last Friday's episode of this program, if you did hear last Friday's program and you didn't tweet at me to talk about sports and tell me I suck because I don't talk about sports, we didn't talk about sports at all last Friday. Mm-hmm. If you didn't do those things and you actually just listened, I appreciate you. If you didn't hear last week's show, you missed Fred Fowler threatening not to come back to America.
Ooh, missed that.
Yeah, Fred Fowler, through tears.
Really?
Yeah, has threatened to not come back to America. I'll update you on that in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
I'll keep my headphones ready.
Thank you. If you've missed the program so far today... Basically, we've talked about Pokemon, and I think that's it.
Yeah?
I heard a commercial play, not this last break, but an earlier break, and I heard it play like 1.5 times, Jong. Is Barry Warner doing another thing, another Barry Warner minute?
Yes, he is.
I thought that I have bitched and complained enough that they stopped this. I've not.
You have not.
But this wasn't the Barry Warner Minute.
No, it's not.
What is this called?
It's called Baseball, Beer, and Barry.
Can you play just a quick snippet of it?
Miller Lite presents Baseball, Beer, and Barry.
Tonight, it's the annual made-for-TV event, the Home Run Derby, which I refuse to watch. In fact, the only time I ever watched it were during steroid years.
Doesn't Barry Warner have his own show on this station?
He does.
Why doesn't that play during his show?
They sold it for the drive time.
Why don't we just say what he means? He wanted people to hear it. Right? I don't understand why this is happening. Like, I don't do live reads or commercials like that during other people's shows.
So here's the deal, though. All right? So as another Barry... on this station, I feel it's my duty to redeem my
There's
name.
No redeeming those
my name.
That Barry.
No. But the name Barry gets associated with that.
A lot of people confuse you guys.
Yes.
You're both radio guys. You basically look the same.
Ouch.
And you know? Both of you have really, really old balls.
I'm really upset about the second one. that hurt quite a bit.
Sorry.
No, but here's what I did. So I got wind of this, and I took it upon myself to make my own commercial. As you know, maybe you know, if you've listened to the show on Sundays, I used to do a segment called Warm Soft Lies.
Right.
It was the other Barry on the station instead of Cold Hard Facts. So I made my own commercial to redeem the namesake of Barry. And so I thought I would, just in case it came up, I was prepared for you. I have your back.
You made a commercial for today?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you're doing commercials on my show as well.
Yeah. To redeem it.
I don't know that that's okay. Is it sponsored?
It is.
Jong, are you aware of this?
I am not.
Is the sales staff aware of this? Did someone sell this?
I think so.
No, well, let's play it.
Just play it.
It's time for Bocce Ball Bananas and Barry, brought to you by Chiquita Bananas.
Tonight's Bocce Ball Long Toss Derby is not only my favorite part of the Bocce Ball All-Star Weekend, it is perhaps the most exciting event of the summer and a must-watch for young and old alike. The best part is it starts promptly at 4 p.m., so you have plenty of time for dinner before you head to bed at 6 p.m. And with top players like Hal the Cannon Crane and Bazooka Joe Wilcox, this event is packed with some of the best. Huh? Chirp!
That's Bocce Ball Bananas and Berry. Brought to you by Chiquita Bananas, the most refreshing bananas in the world. You get Chiquita Banana sponsor.
Yeah, I'm a big deal. So is Bocce Ball All-Star Weekend. It's a big deal. Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a new Barry in town.
A new old Barry.
Old Balls Barry. Old Balls Barry,
yeah. Boy, you work here and you become an old Balls Barry.
Oh, man. Ugh. I felt good. I got paid quite a bit on that, too.
Oh, yeah?
Lucrative deal. Oh, yeah.
Long-term contract?
Yeah, like one.
Okay.
Two, one. Okay, it's one. Definitely not two.
Oh, well, obviously, Jong, I'll be talking to Todd, the general manager, about not having Barry Warner's commercials play during our show.
Mm.
But more than likely.
So you're not a big fan? Are you a fan of Chiquita Bananas? Because that could fill in.
I mean, bananas are fine.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't, but I never want to hear that commercial again. That was horrible.
It's time for Bocce Ball Bananas and Barry.
That there's voice sounds familiar.
The voice guy is terrible. whoever did your lead in is terrible.
I don't know.
And secondly, there's no music bed.
Yeah.
So it's pretty.
You know, there's not.
The production value is pretty low.
All the money went to the talent. I was going to play something through the speaker on my phone, but Jong took it to catch Pikachu's. So I didn't have anything to go on.
Chirp!
So that's a drop now?
This has been a Cricket Sports production.
Chirp!
Every time I see Barry, he's always got that toy cricket on his microphone. And I'll say, why do you have that toy?
It's not a toy.
That's old man Pokemon. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he's trying to catch it.
I caught this Pokemon.
I caught Jimmy the Cricket.
I caught him, and I'm never letting go.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Barry Warner, for horning your way into my show once again. And thank you, Barry Laminack, for taking advantage of the fact that you're here and selling a sponsorship without my knowledge.
Anything for the station.
Yeah, I'm sure that was for the station.
Oh, totally.
Lamont tweeting out the audio of Fred at the end of the show when Fred started crying. If you check it out at Sports Media LM if you want to I'm just thinking I know the technology. Uh-huh. I can just hit retweet.
Yeah, that's just as good.
Yeah. But I guess it would have been nice to, you know, pass some follows on to him. But
sure.
Yeah.
Of course, they could also get it on Podcast Arena, right?
Yeah.
There's that, too.
Podcast Arena,
too.
But either way, if you want to hear Fred cry, you can do that. And he'll also threaten to
not
return from Canada. Are you worried about that at all, John?
I think he's going to miss it down here.
You think he's going to miss America?
Houston, yeah.
Oh, Houston in particular.
Yeah. He'll miss it and come back.
A lot of Pikachus down here.
Yeah, I bet the Pikachu game is super weak in Saskatchewan.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Although, you know, it's like when I go to places outside of Houston and I can get beer that isn't available here, I always bring it home and I'm like, man, I get to bring home some beer that I wouldn't be able to try here otherwise. Fred may catch some Canadian Pikachu that people down here just don't have access to.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's Jong all kinds of jealous.
Jong is going to be super pissed that Fred called all the good Canadian Pikachu. All right, we'll take a quick minute for Window World. And if you have a regular glass window, it's leaking air conditioning, and it's doing it at a tremendous rate. And if you have more than one window in your house, I want you to do the math and think about how many windows you have and how much air conditioning is flowing out of all your windows. And if you are like me, you get an electricity bill at the end of the month. And if you're like me in the summertime, you're very angry about it. And then you'll realize my bill could be lower if my windows didn't suck. Window World's premium quality double hung, double pane windows reduce the leaking dramatically. You're going to save energy, which means over time, your Window World windows will pay for themselves. If you're bothered by street noise or traffic noise, the insulating features of Window World replacement windows soundproof your home so you can sleep in during the window or during the window. Sleep in during the weekend, take a nap in the afternoon, sleep sounder because you got double security locks on all your windows. And they also come with a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. So if a rock shoots through your window mowing the lawn, guess what? You call Window World, they'll come replace it for free. Warranty's transferable as well. They guarantee the best quality at the best price to replace your old crappy windows with energy-saving double-pane windows. Easy way to check it out with free estimate right in your home. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or check them out at windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding also available. Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
I don't know how to broach this subject.
Oh, God.
First of all, Michael Carroll is an awful human.
Yes. I will vouch for that.
So Michael Carroll was recording an audiobook. So he asked us to turn the AC off because apparently he gets some noise interference in his studio. So we've been in here sitting in a sauna for the first 45 minutes of the show. I get up to go to the restroom. Michael Carroll's not in his studio.
No.
He's gone. He just left. Didn't tell us.
Probably been gone for a while.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been. So we were sweating for no reason. I go to the restroom, and two disturbing things happen.
All right.
And if you've listened to this show for any time, you know that our bathroom here is a place where really, really gross stuff happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like a crime scene from CSI.
It's almost fascinating. Like, I think it's disgusting and vile, but it's almost fascinating that so many people Or maybe it's just one really awful person who does all of this stuff. I don't know. So I go in, and I'm following Barry. So Barry is finishing up at the urinal as I walk in. So I see him. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to go in the stall. Barry finishes his business and just walks away. He had no plans on flushing the toilet, apparently. And
you know what?
He also apparently is very dehydrated today. So
I was out in the yard. I mean, it looked, morning.
It looked like you poured a can of chicken broth in the in the urinal.
And it's sweltering out
so
there.
So I said,
but you know what?
I said, hey, bro, are you thinking about flushing?
I thought, you know.
Then Barry asked, he goes, oh, yeah. Like,
no.
I thought it was automatic.
Let's be real. This is the only place, probably in the entire city, that doesn't have automatic flushing toilets anymore.
Most places do.
And so, out of habit, I walk away thinking it's going to flush. I forget. I should know, though. I mean, we still have rotary dial phones here at the station.
Yeah.
So, you still have to flush your own toilet. And that's my bad.
Okay.
All right? It's my bad.
Well,
let's talk about your stall.
Because I had passed the urinal and went into the stall, I ended up not using this stall, by the way. I also didn't flush it. I probably should have just flushed it.
Why you didn't? You left it? Wait, hold on. You left it?
I left it.
Oh, God.
But just from walking in long enough to look at the toilet, I noticed something in the toilet that, had it been poo, I wouldn't have been shocked, because there's a lot of nasty people here who leave stuff like that constantly.
Right.
I mean, we've talked on this show, there's people who wipe their ass and instead of flushing the paper, walk the used paper up to the sink area and throw it in the trash can.
Those are the, I don't, what?
That. I don't know. But I saw something that is, if you were ever a teenager and lived at home with your parents, you know, if you didn't have a lock on your door of your bedroom.
Or socks.
There was only one safe place to do your business.
Yeah.
And that was the bathroom.
Yeah. It
had a locking door. Mom and dad were unlikely to be knocking on the door.
Got noise cover with the shower.
If you ever lived in that sort of situation, there's an unmistakable look of that product in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I can't wait to read the Facebook reviews on this show.
I love it that you just saw the Facebook. I think it was like less than a week ago I saw those Facebook reviews for the first time. And I went through them and read them all.
Yeah, all right.
But someone self-pleasured in the toilet.
Yeah.
At work here at this office, and much like Barry, decided not. They thought it was an automatic flush.
Yeah. The worst part was you calling me over. Come look at this. I was like, I don't want to see that.
Oh.
It was pretty disgusting. It was pretty gross.
A lot of people giving you the advice, if it's yellow, leave it mellow. If someone's around, flush it down. So they're saying the only reason you should have flushed is because I was there to witness.
You snuck in on me. You were very ninja-like. You were wearing those soft slippers and everything, and I didn't hear you come in.
I know there are people in this building who the only reason they wash their hands is because they know there. I'll talk about it on the air.
Oh, I will drop names. You know, when I had a job, at one of my jobs, what I did is I started a list and I hung it on the outside of my cube. And anytime you saw someone that didn't wash their hands, you could just come and write their name on the list. No one knew who filled the list out. They just knew I started it. And we had, it was like four pages, and you didn't want to be on that list.
Oh, so great.
Oh, yeah. And then you could come by and check the list and see who's the nasty people that you work with.
Sometimes I have to run in here, because I'm not good at everybody's name.
Right.
Even though I've worked here for like 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm not great with everybody's name, so I'll run in and I'll like try to describe someone to Jong really quickly. Like, who's the guy who, he's wearing a red shirt? Yeah, it doesn't always work out, but if I'm going to start taking pictures of people.
You should.
As they walk
out. You
absolutely
should.
There you go.
You should shame them.
I'm going to try to catch them all.
There's nothing wrong with shaming them.
I'm trying to catch them all. All right.
Yeah, come up with a different name instead of Pokemon. Oh. That's funny. Pooh hands trying to go out and catch them.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Apparently it's not just poo hands, it's other stuff hands,
Wow.
But I actually said, Barry, come in here.
Yeah, come look at this.
I said, this is unmistakable of what this is.
Yeah. There's, as a former teenage boy.
At a quick glance,
yeah,
you could think it was a piece of toilet paper that broke up.
Nope.
But upon further inspection.
Well, I was surprised you got that close. You had.
Well, because I got real close. I was like, wait a minute.
John, you put on a snorkel. I was like, what are you doing?
Goggles.
Yeah. Why do you have on flippers?
I had to wear goggles because I didn't want to.
He had floaties on when he came out of the stall.
I didn't
want to
catch the flesh-eating bacteria. That's why our beaches are ruined, by the way, because you guys are doing this kind of stuff at work. Nobody can swim in the ocean.
Yeah,
our toilets lead directly to the Gulf.
Yeah,
and that's why no one can swim in the Gulf.
Everyone thinks we have a bad jellyfish problem. That's not it.
No.
Those aren't jellyfish.
Did you end up flushing it?
No.
No, he left it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, he left it.
That's not my responsibility. And I don't know if the guy
who... Leave the world better than you found it, AJ.
The guy who did that may have used the toilet to stand himself. I don't know.
This is why after I wash my hands and dry them with the paper towels, I use it to open the door. Because it's so disgusting. Do you do that or do you throw them away?
I usually throw them away and I just go. I know it's probably
worse.
You
shouldn't because they leave doing that and then just grab the door handle.
I get so excited when someone opens the door to come in when it's my time to go out. Because then I don't have to touch anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just like,
well, just when you get
out.
The paper towels, just use those. That's
but the paper towel trash can is far
away. You
throw
it, and if it falls, okay.
It falls. And hey. I'm contributing to the problem.
No, I mean, you become a better shot over time. But yeah, usually you just open the door and throw it in there and you're gone.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, or use your shirt.
No,
if this is one of those places that has those weird hand dryer things that blow your hands dry.
Yeah.
I'll just use my shirt to get out. It's better than the alternative.
That's true. I like it when they have the little foot thing at the bottom where you can open the door with your foot.
Like we need Chick-fil-A that here. Has those.
We need that here. You eat at Chick-fil-A?
Uh-huh.
So you hate gays?
No, I love chicken. Look at me. These chins aren't going to make themselves.
That's true.
Come on now.
True. I actually love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-3776 is our phone number. You can use it to call us.
Look at that. Look at the subject
all
of
right,
this call.
Let's take this one real quick.
Oh, of course.
I haven't taken any calls today.
There's been a Tim Duncan call, call, and this is the call you want to go to.
Let's talk to Mike. You're on the Blitz. What's up, Mike?
Sports, guys.
Hey, be careful with what you say here.
Yeah, don't get dumped.
All right, I'll be careful. So I work a lot of construction jobs, and every job we have to use porta-potties. That's the only form of restroom we have. And every job, without missing a beat, someone proceeds to drop a deuce on top of a closed toilet inside of a hot porta-potty.
What?
Just
why?
Fun.
Is just there a fun. Reason?
Is it like? Do they think it's funny?
I have no idea why, but we have a foreman's meeting once a job to try to find out who's dropping deuces on top of the toilet seat.
You need to hire a monitor.
Yeah.
Someone who basically, like, you'd have to go, like, high school and have a hall pass and say, oh, I got a bathroom pass.
Yeah.
Or get a key. Like, the women's restroom here, apparently, like, some hobo was going in and trying to, like, peek under the stalls or something. So they...
What?
The women's restroom
locks. Dad, I can't take him anywhere.
No, your dad, he's been arrested multiple times, doesn't care. And then he... Without fail, the hobo would go next door and then, you know, take care of himself in the first stall in the
main room.
Maybe
that's who...
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But, well, that's a vile story.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But you know what I thought he was going to say? That's better than what I would... Well, maybe it's not. I thought he was going to say that they drop it in the urinal part.
Because
I've seen that before. At like a concert or something, you go in there and somebody obviously got too drunk and didn't realize what was what. That's the worst.
Do you think... That's why our country's gone to hell. Do you think when George Washington
improper toilet etiquette
founded this country, he thought that there would be people taking a dump in the urinal part of the porta potty? He never foresaw that, or he would have just said, "You know what, England, keep us."
You know what? No, this is how that's how Canada started. All these people, like Fred, just left and went to Canada because it doesn't happen up there.
It was a great migration.
Yeah.
All right, I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, outdoor water, fire features. If you've got a grayed out patio or an outdated driveway or an ugly pool deck, get it updated with a carved stone overlay. It gives you superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less, because it's going to cost you a lot of money to tear everything out and start all over. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks amazing. It's cool to the touch, slip-resistant, and very durable, twice as strong as concrete. Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty, and they can help you on both residential and commercial projects. They've got great ways to help you hang on to some money as well. Several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They are the Best Pick Reports certified each of the last 4 years, and the 2015 Angie's List Super Service Award winner. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. You'll be amazed at what they can do in there. Or you can check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.